This is episode number 45, A Mindset to Overcome Discouragement. Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Welcome to today's podcast. Thank you for joining me to talk about overcoming discouragement. Discouragement means you've lost your confidence and enthusiasm. You might feel defeated. Maybe you feel like you can't do anything right, or maybe you've really lost your sense of self for the time being. In terms of seriousness, discouragement is the first step towards losing your confidence more fully, becoming despondent, depressed, and giving in to complete despair. There's sort of a spectrum here as it goes in terms of those feelings that really weigh us down. Discouragement can happen easily, and it can pass quickly, or it can stay a while. When we first start to feel discouragement, it's as if things are just stuck. We're not sure how to get going. There are so many things that can set us back. Maybe we feel no one else knows how we are really feeling, or maybe no one's ever felt exactly where we're at. But the truth is, everyone is discouraged from time to time, and some of us are discouraged more often than others. Discouragement is a completely normal emotion. It often happens when we've had a failure or a setback of some kind. Have you ever felt this way? If you have, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're not really sure, that's okay too. Chances are someone around you has been discouraged or might even be discouraged right now. There are so many things we can do in the face of discouragement to take a look at what's really going on in our mind, how we're feeling, how we're acting, and what results we're getting. There's sort of this cycle, isn't there? We'll have some spontaneous event or some cause and effect, or maybe we'll attribute a cause and effect to the situation at hand, and that will lead to our discouragement. Maybe it feels like whatever happened is completely beyond our control. Whatever the case, discouragement feels pretty heavy, and it takes away our energy. It saps our enthusiasm. It can diminish our zest. Pretty soon we feel like we just can't get going and the locus of control is outside of us. Maybe it's as if everyone else is in charge of what's going on. I read an interesting article recently. It was about 5 years ago that a psychiatrist medical doctor did a study on depression, discouragement, despair, and terminally ill cancer patients. It was Dr. William Breitbart, MD, and he said the following: spiritual well-being and particular meaning are buffering agents, protecting against depression, hopelessness, and desire for hastened death among terminally ill cancer patients. What they found was there were some cancer patients with very short timelines. They were given, say, the timing of maybe 3 months to live or something like this. And they were finding that in many cases, some of these terminally ill people no longer wanted to live like immediately. They just wanted to end it and not keep going. Others were willing to move forward and keep finding meaning in their lives. What they discovered was the most important thing that everyone had to find was meaning. And the importance of sustaining meaning to maintain the courage and the will to live life was critical. And they were able to, in something like 8 to 12 therapy sessions with these individuals, they were able to help them find the sources of meaning in life and make connections between meaning and cancer experiences. So meaning is really this bigger idea that there is purpose to what's going on. And also there's this link between the person's present experience and the greater picture of their life. There's also this idea that all human beings have a desire for meaning, and it's intrinsic. And throughout all of life, even at the brink of death, there is meaning to life inherently. And one of the quests that this doctor suggested was that each of us must go through the process of searching for meaning in our own lives and finding meaning in existence is a defining characteristic of being a human being. So in light of this idea of creating meaning and looking for meaning and finding and connecting to one's meaning, I want to relate this to discouragement. Everything that we experience goes through our mental filters, our mental models, our assumptions and beliefs. And I refer to all of that as mindset. So discouragement is something that has gone through our mindset, right? We've got that loss of confidence and enthusiasm going. We feel defeated. Things aren't going right. Maybe our spirits feel broken. We might not even feel joy, and we might have a lot of sadness when we're feeling discouraged. There are so many things we can do to find meaning in the present moment. Something in meaning will help us to get through the present moment. And then stepping back and seeing a bigger picture to our lives, our situations, and our past and our future can really help us to frame everything in a way that's going to help us to move forward from the present moment into the brighter future. One of those things would be to reinterpret setbacks as learning experiences and stepping stones towards that eventual place we're going to be. We can take a look at ourselves. We can evaluate what's going on. And we can decide to make changes. Discouragement, in the scheme of all these negative emotions I mentioned before, is one of the lighter first steps into these deeper, dark feelings. If we can stop when we're feeling discouraged and turn around quickly, it can also help us not to move into deeper feelings of despair and despondency. So this is really critical when things are very negative in our environment or if we're suffering some very difficult times. Now, life has meaning even to the very last moment of life, and that is an attitude. It's also an insight that one can use to reframe and move forward. Another thing that we can do to overcome discouragement is to consciously let go of anger. Anger is just the beginning that will take us deeper into resentment and a lot of other things. And all of these kinds of feelings cut us off from possibilities. So the more we dive into the anger and sit there with resentment, the more we are stuck. Now, it is normal and acceptable to feel anger about things. We might feel angry that something did not go right, or maybe we sense that we were in some way short-handed or did not get what we thought we deserved. Whatever the reason for the anger, it's really healthy to acknowledge what you're feeling, to look at it, to determine what can you control, what can you not control, and to make the best of that. So in the face of feelings like that, definitely feel them, acknowledge them, and move through those feelings, and don't let them consume you. So the next thing I would suggest is, I always go to this, and that is to journal. When you can write about what's going on, what's leading to your discouragement, what you're feeling, what you're experiencing, then you can really just get it out there. For some reason, when we write things down in a journal, it's as if we're also processing those thoughts and feelings. And then you can take a little moment to reflect. Once you've got it all out on paper, you can decide, well, what would I like to make out of this? And you have a different experience. And attitudes can even change at that point. A third idea is that you might choose service. These are the deeds we do for others outside of ourselves. You could find someone to encourage or help that is in discouragement or despair also. You also can work to care for your own needs and the needs of your family. Whenever we do service, there's a little bright spot to that, as long as we don't do it expecting a reward. If we can find a way to serve someone and choose not to expect a reward, that is true service. This can also tap into our creativity. And some of this research I quoted earlier about the cancer patients was that there are three areas that people tap into to find meaning in life. One is creativity, another is the experience you're having, and the third one is attitude, the way you approach suffering. So those three areas kind of branch out into other experiences. For example, creativity could be problem solving, service, the way we approach work, could be experiences that we do with the arts, could be writing, could be goals we set and things we aim for, so creativity can go a long ways. But it can also be part of our service. Service can help lift us from discouragement. Also, work. This is our fourth idea. Work is a really huge way to help ourselves move through discouragement and feelings. Emotions come from chemicals that shoot from our brain throughout our whole body. In fact, many people can actually say where they feel the emotion in their body, whether it's in their hands, their shoulders, their chest, their head, neck, and torso. Happiness, for example, has been researched throughout a lot of different cultures and almost universally is described as being felt from head to toe throughout the entire body. Whereas things like anger are often described as being felt in the head, neck, chest, and hands. So feelings are felt throughout your physical body. And the more you do work, especially physical work, the more you literally process the emotions. So discouragement is an emotion just like that, and it can be processed through writing, through speaking, through moving through it positively, like in doing service, as I mentioned, but it can also be done through physical work. Another way to help your body recover from difficult emotions like discouragement is to improve your health or focus on your health. And this fifth area could be getting rest. It could be improving your physical well-being. Maybe you're going to go for a walk. It could be straightening up, rolling your shoulders back, and giving yourself a little more straight posture. Amy Cuddy is known for sharing that idea that if you stand tall and create power moves, like putting your hands on your hips to kind of raise your chest and expand your physical space with your arms, it actually gives your brain this little sensation of confidence and power. That can really help discouragement to dissipate. So think about physical well-being, posture, and light exercise. And then in this health area also, if you eat whole foods, fresh foods, and healthy foods, these things can also invigorate your body and help you process discouragement. Another area that can help create a mindset for warding off discouragement and embracing confidence, this area would be reading and learning. Fresh ideas can come from a book or a lecture. You can also get comfort, direction, and uplift from positive things you might read. Maybe you have articles, magazines. If you're a person of a religious faith, maybe you study scriptures or other religious works. There are a lot of things we can read that can bring comfort, confidence, and new ideas. If nothing more, we can also read fictional literature that can help us have a break from whatever the tough situation is and put us in the mindset of being totally somewhere else. So a break like that through reading can really lift discouragement. Other ways to fight off discouragement include being with friends, getting together with people who we love and accept them as they really are, doing fun things together, letting other people in and sharing how you might be feeling. It's okay to share that you're discouraged. In fact, it's healthy. All of us get discouraged from time to time, as I mentioned. So meeting with friends, meeting with family, connecting with others, those are really healthy, great ways to get through a discouraged mindset. Also, you might choose to listen to music. Music is one of my favorite things to do when I'm discouraged personally. I'll choose some inspiring or uplifting pop songs, and I'll walk on my treadmill at a fast pace, and I'll put that music on, and I'll just sing along, or I'll turn on my noise-canceling headphones so that I'm listening, I'm bopping along with this positive, uplifting message, and it can really change my mood and help me lose discouragement quickly. So think about music and also the way it can refresh your soul and drive out the negativity you're feeling right now. Lastly, I would suggest goals. Now, when you're discouraged, it's very difficult to want to set a goal or work for a goal. But goals can actually expand your creativity, enhance the experience you're having, help you become dedicated to some kind of cause to help you focus on moving forward. It also puts control back in your hands. So if you're discouraged about something that seems to be beyond your control, moving into a goal-setting mode can actually help you feel empowered, confident, and able to take control again. You can learn to do something new as a goal. You could set some milestones to measure progress. You could complete a project you've been waiting to do. You could also go on a trip, plan something for the future, change around your schedule, start a new habit. A lot of people like to set little goals at first. You could set big and small goals, short and long-term goals, maybe some continuing goals that you'll adjust along the way. And I also suggest, as you think about goal setting or picking activities to try, think about the four areas of spiritual, mental, physical, and social. If you do all four of those areas, it will help you remain well-rounded and have a life that you can continue to find meaning in and start to really feel fulfilled by, so that discouragement can be even easier to battle and overcome in the future. It's very real. Discouragement is totally normal. We all feel it. And when you feel that loss of confidence and enthusiasm, and when you feel defeated, many of these things I've shared with you today can really strengthen you and lift your spirits, help you through that difficult time, and help you emerge on the other side even stronger, more confident, and ready to move ahead. I wish you all the best getting through this discouraging time and any discouragement you might be feeling. And here's to being a little more of the best version of you today. This has been a podcast called Mindset for Life by Bethany at drbcoach.com. To find me on the web, you can visit my blog or my website at www.drbcoach.com. That's drbcoach.com.